Thursday, January 31st, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Yay! Hail to the Chief. The State of the Union address last night. Whole bunch of stuff domestically. We're going to talk about that, domestic and foreign policy. And I couldn't think of anybody else that would rather talk about that than my next guest, author of the book Extreme Prejudice, somebody that's an activist in her own right. Haven't spoken to her for a while. Susan Lindauer, how are you today, dear?
Hey, I love Trump. I will give everyone a heads up. You are talking to a huge Trump fan. I am delighted by last night's speech. I love President Trump. We have been defending President Trump for the past year, and I'm amazed by how his stick-to-itiveness, his determination, his tenacity, his vision. I think he's great.
Well, okay, that's great. So when we talk about domestic policy, which I would suggest we go to first, and then we're going to talk a little bit about his foreign policy, and I don't even know, even that, with my views on that, may not let any air out of your balloon, but that's okay, okay? So
That's okay. I think that he gave I am amazed that even the corporate media, there are two factors that should be called attention to. From the opening of the speech, when everyone was coming in, there were smiles on everyone's faces. In the past, there have been like tension and frowns and worries on the faces of even the Republican leaders. But there has been a breakthrough because of the tax cuts and the tax reform, and I'm sure a whole bunch of other issues that we're going to talk about today. And big smiles. There is now enthusiasm, and they're getting the message. Instead of even the Republicans now, instead of being worried and what is Trump going to do, what's he going to do, they understand now he's making America stronger. He really is, Bill. He's throwing out the old. The bathtub and the bathwater are gone, but we have a whole new.
You know, let me interject here. I will, you know, rah-rah and jump down that road with you, especially if he makes the decision to release in its entirety the four-page memo that's sitting on his desk right now.
Oh, yes. Release the memo, baby. Oh, yes. We could go into that, too. There's so much.
Yeah. Okay,
he is draining the swamp.
Well,
realize that Mike. See, this is the thing. He was the first 6 months. He wanted to drain the swamp. He was telling them to drain the swamp, and instead, even the establishment Republicans turned against him, and they were like, "You talk about draining the swamp, and we got this Russia fantasy, the Russia hoax, the Russia collusion delusion." It was insane. It was a big nothing burger, a triple decker nothing burger. Hold the meat patties. Hold the lettuce, tomatoes, mustard, mayonnaise. Crazy onions, you know, you got nothing. You got nothing at all except this fat air hog. It was just hot air and just, you know, a waste of 6 months. And, you know, I've watched Washington and been close. I've lived in Washington, D.C. for 25 years or more. I have never seen a transition this ugly. Ever. And I, you know, whether you like Trump or not, this is not how we run our country. We have a peaceful transition of power as a hallmark of our democracy and republic. And so now we're seeing what should have happened a year ago. And you see that Trump, after all that struggling, after about Thanksgiving, I think that it took until Thanksgiving, okay, it's from January 21st until Thanksgiving, even the Republican establishment were fighting him. When they came back from Thanksgiving, we did not know if they were going to pass tax reform. Remember that? We were all like, is it going to happen? Are they going to do it? And really, there was good reason at that stage for all of the Republican voters, including Trump voters who are strong supporters like me, to say, oh, man, the GOP is really, they really let us down. But now, all of a sudden, they got the big smiles on their faces, and they're doing things that Trump wants to do, like draining the swamp, and we're going to go into McCabe and Nunes and the memo and all of those good things that are exposing the real corruption of the top of the DOJ, the Justice Department, and they're realizing that when you discombobulate you start draining the swamp, you got the swamp alligators jumping up and biting you, but you got a big stick and you're smacking them back down again. So we're doing okay on that. Also, judges, you know, Mitch McConnell has been terrified. Terrified of letting go of arcane Senate rules. And this is a big part of what Trump is about. He's forcing the Republicans to stop relying on procedure and start focusing on the results of the consequences and the actions. And Trump is all about the results and the actions. And he's actually succeeding. So it took Mitch McConnell, when Trump came into office, realize he had 157 judicial vacancies. 157. He has now, as of yesterday, got through 13 appellate court judges and 7 district judges, like regular court, federal court judges. 7 federal court judges and 13 out of 157. Now, frankly, if you came in with 157 and you had an active, functioning Senate, they should have like 40 or 50 done right now. Really, they should. He's already put in 57. I've counted them, people I know. 57 nominees. He's got 57 nominees in there, and they have gotten through 13 appellate court judges and 7 regular judges. Okay, so that's 20 out of 157. Now, is that a good record we have a lot more to do. But Mitch McConnell has been holding it up because, you know, he just dragged his feet. Oh, are we going to really listen to what Trump has to say? Are we going to let this man lead our party? And the answer is finally yes. 1 year in, all of a sudden, I would say after Thanksgiving, I think that everybody went home in, I think the Democrats went home in August, and they realized that American citizens were really angry. And we had the Charlottesville catastrophe, and the Democrats suddenly realized that all their protests and their violence, their violent rage, was deeply alienating the American people. And that they began to realize that they were doing something. They're still, you know, fighting us, and they're, you know, the boos and the stone-faced and the sulky, sullen, you know, I'm not going to listen to what the president has to say. You know, that is not work. How's that working out for them?
Well,
not,
you know, I'm
not
looking
well at all. But, okay, but also the Republican establishment, they did not pick up the ball until Thanksgiving, and then I think they went home to Thanksgiving, and they came back, and everybody said, you go back and you clean up your act right now. You get this done now. Show us you can lead or get out. And now I think they're doing it. I think that we saw enthusiasm last night. Yay!
Wait a minute. Now, let me interject here. Let me interject a couple things. First of all, let's be clear. I don't dislike Trump. Okay, I think a lot of what he's done domestically with all the stumbling blocks that has been thrown in his way has been not remarkable, but he's been able to accomplish a few things in spite of that.
Yes, okay. Amazing things.
Right,
amazing,
okay.
Great things.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, he's been able to do that. However, when you're saying you saw enthusiasm and excitement, you know, I don't know if you were looking at the same screen I was looking at, but I counted how many times he got a standing ovation from one side of the crowd. Then I looked at the other side of the crowd with one hand clapping, okay, which was the Democrats. The only time he got a standing ovation out of the Democrats was when he was talking about that one particular military hero, and I think maybe one more time. But every time he was
the military hero, and the North Korean defector Well, who fled on crutches, who got run over by the train.
Right,
yes,
okay.
His now name that's, I cannot pronounce.
His name is, last name is Ho, J. Ping Ho, or something like that. I've got it. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Just a minute. But that's that I want to get into a little bit later when we shift over into foreign policy, because I've got a couple questions about that. And here's what bothers me about that, is that he rolls these things out, and both parties do this, okay, but he rolls this out to tug at our heartstrings and talk about this sad story, and he points them both at North Korea. The problem that I have with that is that there are extreme penalties for crimes committed in many, many countries around the world, including one that we just gave a $350 billion arms deal to, Saudi Arabia, that cuts off your hand for theft. Okay, and persecutes Christians. He brings up the Christian thing about North Korea, okay, but what about the Palestinians, who 35% of are Christians, and the Judeo-Christians are donating to the Israelis to wipe them off the map? See, he uses
I know. The whole thing with Israel is we're going to have to come back to foreign policy. Let's come back to that, because the whole Israeli thing, I get it. That, you know, Trump is I understand. I do understand what you're saying. But on the domestic front, okay,
right,
which I consider to be truly the economy, jobs, infrastructure, immigration, you know, the safety, the security, America first. We'll come back to foreign policy, and I got some things to say about that. But the America first stuff, I am loving it. And I think that we're seeing that the America first and drain the swamp, we're seeing action. And finally, and this is what's so exciting to me, what really makes me excited, is that finally the Republican establishment is letting Trump lead. They're getting, instead of fighting him like they did a year ago they were like, well, you're the enemy, you're the bad guy. And I was like, how long is it? I was wondering, how long is it going to take them to realize he's the president? And they could fight him and just destroy his agenda. And for the first 6 months, that's exactly what they did. They wiped him out on Obamacare reform, repeal, replace. They wiped him out. You know, they blocked every. They hit him with this stupidity of this Russia thing. Sessions was taking orders from his fellow senators, McConnell et al., and refusing to drain the swamp, refusing to appoint a second special prosecutor on Hillary, or to do anything that would undermine Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, and I don't know if Christopher Frey's one of the good guys or the bad guys. I haven't decided what I think of him. But, you know, the cabal that had been running the Justice Department, they were still had their hands on had their hands on the reins, and they were blocking. Sessions was just such a weak man. But also you have to realize that he was taking orders from McConnell. And the hardcore, you know, GOP elite who were like, oh, let's see if we can throw, are we really going to have Trump as our president? Can we get him under control? Well, look what's happened today. Look what's happening with Andrew McCabe being forced out. Devin Nunes Representative Congressman Jordan and Gomez and Gates and some of these others, they're really pushing hard against the cabal at GOP, and we're now getting real results on draining the swamp. It's very positive.
Well, let me
very, very positive.
Let me interject a couple things here, because what I looked, and this is my perception, okay, again, it's just one person's world, but I'm going to name off a few topics of which the Democrats did not clap at all, they clapped a little bit maybe, but they didn't stand up. He got a standing ovation for every one of these things I'm going to read off. And what I was viewing and looking at the other side where Nancy Pelosi was about to throw up, is really a bunch of Marxists, because, and I'm going I'm going to read this off. These are standing ovations that he got that the Democrats not only did not stand but barely clapped. when he mentioned "In God We Trust," the Democrats sat silent. The Second Amendment.
Yay!
Back to the Constitution as written. Veterans' choice in health care. No reaction out of the Democrats. Okay. Yes. Okay. But when I'm saying this, how can you sit there stone faced when you've got 1,500 VA employees that were fired? Standing ovation, Republicans. Democrats just sat there stone faced. Ending the war on coal, sat there stone faced. Anything that looks like it was going to help America. Detroit revving your engines. Chrysler going back to Detroit. Toyota and Mazda back to Alabama. Companies roaring back. FDA generic drugs, which I'll get into in another day. Terminal experimental drugs. Reduced price of drugs. Unfair trade deals. Economic surrender is over. New trade deals negotiated. Crumpling infrastructure. Plan to rebuild infrastructure. Poverty brought to prosperity. Vocational schools. Homeland security. The Homeland Security Hero, the Democrats didn't stand for that. Immigration reform, of course they sat still. Path to citizenship, education, moral character, the four pillars. Secure the border and wall. Visa lottery ends and chain migration ends. He got nothing out of the Democratic Party, which tells me they're a bunch of communist Marxists. That's what they are.
Yes,
Susan.
They are. Yes, they are. And they are Democrats. If there's a Democrat at the sound of my voice, you guys are in trouble. Can you spell trouble? That's what happened to them last night. CBS, the other side of it was that the polls showed that 80% of voters, of 80% of viewers, I won't say they're voters, 80% of viewers had a favorable response to President Trump's speech. Okay? They had a favorable response. And the fact that this is CBS just makes me shocked, because I'm going to read you some numbers. In a CBS poll, 75% approved. How did the speech make you feel? 65% felt proud. 35% felt safer. 14% were scared. All little Democrats. And when you heard the speech, do you think the policies will help you? 54% said yes. How many said would hurt you? 14%. And how many said it would not affect you? 32%. Yeah, so, I mean, this is like, you know, we got some 97% of Republicans approved of the speech. 43% of the Democrats approved of the speech. Of the independents, 72% approved of the speech. That is very significant. 91% approved of President Trump's plan for infrastructure. 75% approved of his plan for national security. That tells me Americans, independents, and Republicans, and even some Democrats, want America first. They really do. Now, the crazy Democrats, they're, you know, the 14% who are just determined to hate Trump. No matter what he does, they're going to hate him. That number is shrinking. And that's a good thing, because that means the independents are realizing that all the crazy talk of the Democrats and the sky's falling, oh, nuclear missiles are falling all over us, it's complete baloney. It's hogwash. It always was. And it means good things are coming. I really believe that.
Well, okay, let me just, let's see, how much time? We got about a minute until the break. Okay, let me just overview this here and get your response to this. He mentioned that we're strong because our people are strong. He said that he has in the first year brought 2.4 million new jobs. Now, I don't have any statistics to prove that. Is that about correct? I don't know. All right.
Yes,
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got
to
take a break, Susan. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, author Susan Lindauer, author of the book Extreme Prejudice. Be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a
hand. All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. My special guest, Susan Lindauer, author of the book Extreme Prejudice, and it's all right as long as you're doing the best you can. And I guess he's doing the best he can, Susan. He did a couple of points I wanted to make here regarding the jobs. He mentioned that unemployment was at a 45-year low. Blacks were the lowest rate ever recorded. And I had seen a clip of a press conference with his press secretary, Sarah Huckabee, where there was a black reporter that asked about that very subject, because her statistics showed that blacks were on the down end of the stick. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, you know what it is? A 45% low for unemployment filings. Okay? Now, we all know that there's long-term unemployment that does not get counted in those statistics.
Right.
Okay? So that right there, you got to put a little asterisk by that, because unemployment figures only count people who are still looking for work. And that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of blacks and white people who just don't even who are out.
Right, they don't even bother. Right.
I haven't applied for unemployment, and I know that because of my old fight with the feds, I'm never going to have a regular job ever again as long as I live. But they don't count me in those statistics, and they probably, I don't know, that there's probably a lot of other people they don't count. But as far as the current African Americans who are applying for unemployment, that is at a record low, a 45-year low, and that is worth something. Mm-hmm. That is worth noting. Yes.
Okay. And you know, I will agree that evidently overall this tax cut has benefited many more Americans than it hasn't benefited. And the stock market, there's no question that the stock market is up, what, 5,000 points since Obama walked out? I mean,
oh my God. But the stock market is way up, but most importantly, the tax cuts, like look at the Walmart workers. The difference between, I calculated, $9 and $11 an hour for those people who are is 300, if you're a full-time worker, 40 hours a week, that's $320 a month. That is the difference of food stamps. Okay, that's the difference of being able to pay for your own groceries. That's a worthwhile, happy. That's a really good.
Well, but on the flip,
even if it's not a lot of money, even if it's not $1,000, because you're Nancy Pelosi, $320 will get you off food stamps. And
right.
God bless those people for that.
Susan, on the flip side of that coin, we cannot ignore that Walmart is closing numerous stores, including 63 Sam's Clubs across the country. So maybe that's a balancing act. Do you think? Maybe? I don't know.
Well, it depends on where the Sam's Clubs are. I mean, there's some real estate brick and mortar stores are in decline across the country. They really are. Mm-hmm. So maybe
now,
Sam's
is this because online shopping, is that what you think?
Sure, absolutely, and we all know that's true. So that bricks and mortar are expensive, and but 63 stores in a country the size of the United States is not bad.
Well, that's just 63 Sam's Clubs, but we're talking about 169 Walmarts across the country, plus 63 Sam's Clubs. But, okay, that's okay. But, you know, I will give him credit. The small business deduction, 20% of business income is deducted, $350 billion from Apple coming back to America with 20,000 new jobs. That's plus. Exxon, $50 billion coming into the U.S., and I don't know whether that's for oil drilling or what that is. But, you know, now repealing...
I think it's Chrysler that's coming back to
Chrysler's...
Michigan.
Yes, Chrysler's coming back, but also
Mazda's going into Alabama.
Yes. Now, what about the repealing the core of Obamacare? All right, is he just talking about the tax penalty there? I thought they got rid of the whole thing.
They got rid of the insurance penalty. Excuse me, the tax penalty for not being able to pay for insurance. If you're somebody who's like me, who that for me is godsend. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody who might, because of my income. Oh dear. I just cannot possibly afford. I don't qualify for subsidies from Obamacare subsidies, and I have too much for that. But I don't have enough to pay for insurance on my own. So
okay.
I was getting hit with penalties.
Okay. We got to take a bottom of the hour break. This is about, about a 4 or 5 minute break. Stick around. More to come. Susan Lindauer, we're going to get a little bit more into the domestic policy. And then we're going to go where I really want to go, which is foreign policy. I'm going to open up the phone lines at the top of the next hour. So stick around. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, Susan Lindauer, author of the book Extreme Prejudice. Now, Susan, there's a couple of points that I want to get into here with on this domestic side. You want to go ahead and finish your thought here, and then I'll...
Oh, no, that's okay. Let's go for it.
Okay. Number one. He was talking about the crumbling infrastructure, which we all are very aware that we have in this country, rebuilding roads, bridges, highways, railways, etc. You know, faster, he didn't say faster railways, but I'm going to assume, since we are back in the dark ages when it comes to railway systems and the rest of the world has bullet trains, I'm assuming that's likely what he means, which is would be extremely expensive to do. But I would toss out here that, first of all, where's the money going to come from? And number two, the enormous military budget that we have, and we're talking about foreign policy, I'll jump into that for a minute. If we did not spend all of this money on these unnecessary foreign wars, we could have already rebuilt this infrastructure. So my question to you is, where is this money going to come from to do all of this rebuilding of this crumbling infrastructure?
Okay, well, that is the million-dollar question. There are two different parts to your question. One is, what are the priorities of the country, and are we finally identifying the right priorities? And I would say that President Trump gets high marks, the highest marks because he's identified what we should be doing, and we're hopefully going to stop doing the idiotic things like the stupid foreign wars. He knows Libya was a disaster. He knows Iraq was an idiotic war. He knows that Syria is he's not expanding the Syrian war. He is saying that we've accomplished our goals by knocking out ISIS. Our purpose is not to go after President Assad. Now, this is a very big change from what had been happening under Obama and the John Kerry Hillary Clinton school, which is we had to go in and have regime change in Syria. He is saying this is a 180 degrees different. He's saying our goal is to take care of ISIS. We've pretty much accomplished. We've mostly accomplished that. President Trump might even be saying it a little bit stronger than it is, which is that we have entirely stopped it. I don't think that is entirely true. Okay. But I think that it's but Trump's agenda is to focus on America first. Now that is the right thing to do. We wasted $6 trillion on those wars. $6 trillion. And now the question is, okay, we now realize that we wasted that money. Where are we going to get this money?
Okay, I want to interject a question here. If that be true, then explain to me how it is that his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, just stated last week that the occupied territory in Syria that the United States has now admitted that they have after they supposedly kicked ISIS out, they will not relinquish until Assad steps down. How does that fit with Trump's deal?
I don't think that's what will happen. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think that that's the United States and Russia and Syria have made Russia and Syria have made clear to the United States that we do not have any sovereignty. We do not have an invitation by sovereign powers to come into Syria and hold territory, and so that will not be. I don't see that. I see that maybe as a negotiating position, but that's not what's going to happen. I'm not even worried about that. Don't think that's what's going to happen.
All right,
I think that Assad and Russia will force that the United States is playing some kind of game because there's something else that they want. But Assad is not going to be the goal is not to get Assad out because it's just there's the only thing other than Assad would be ISIS and would be the jihadists. And everyone now realizes that the only option to Assad are the, quote, moderate. That would be the al-Qaeda, al-Nusra jihadists. And there are no moderates. And the Syrian exiles have blown their wad. And they messed up badly.
Well, here's where I have a concern. Now we're shifting over to foreign. I don't want to do that yet. But
let's focus back on the American side because the infrastructure I think is the best. All of the America First policy, the immigration and infrastructure, should take us through June. Really, should take us up to May or June. And I think that what President Trump is doing at a very deep level, he's not glossing over these issues. He is he's digging deep. He's not looking at superficial solutions like cosmetic window dressing, changing the curtains on the windows. He's rebuilding the house itself. And I think that the first thing he's doing is immigration, and I'd like to talk about that before we get into infrastructure.
Okay, we're going to go to immigration next, but one other thing.
Infrastructure. I will tell you a secret that you know about that we have been my team. I know this is like I don't know if I should say this or not.
No, I don't think so.
You already know what it is.
I already know.
Okay, already know. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Okay, good.
Okay, but one other point that I want to make, and by the way, when he mentioned this, even the generals didn't clap. When he said that he wanted to redesign or renew all of the nuclear weapons, I think that's a bad idea, number one, because I don't believe in nukes to begin with. Okay,
yes.
Number two, you're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars to do that. Add that onto the infrastructure along with this outrageous military budget that you got. My question comes back to square one. Where's this money coming from? That wasn't mentioned.
I think that that is the biggest problem that we that is the greatest problem of all. They're hoping that the tax cuts will stimulate the economy to a degree that produces revenues that will compensate for the lower taxes and will be sufficient to pay for this. There were two issues in the military. One is the nuclear, and I agree with you 100% that revamping our nuclear arsenal is a waste of money and completely unnecessary and unproductive. However, the second issue, and the generals did not stand when he talked about that, but the other thing that they loved is the sequester. They talked about ending the sequester, and here becomes this: the defense sequester means that they're already spending $720 billion in the current budget for defense. But here's the problem that we're having, and this is something that does touch on what you know from my work. Huge amounts of money are being stolen out of the Pentagon. Huge amounts of fraudulent billing, and President Trump is going to have to get in there and clean it up, because there's so much. Lockheed Martin is stealing, the contractors are stealing. For every dollar that is appropriated, 80 cents is making it through, and 80 cents is making it to the program, and 20 cents is being stolen for every dollar.
We're talking about, boiling down to brass tacks, we're talking about the $1,000 toilet. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about overbilling, correct?
We're talking about overbilling, but we're even going farther to say that money is disappearing into offshore accounts.
Okay.
I'm saying that money is actually being moved to pay friends and cousins and families. And when they had those darn hurricanes and everybody lost their house in the Caymans, the people, they reached into the budgets of the Pentagon so these private citizens could rebuild their houses. That's what I'm saying to you. It's so much worse than the $1,000 toilet. It's the $1,000 toilet in my condo or my private mansion in San Lucia.
I see. Okay, I got you. Okay. All right. So this is an issue that must be dealt with.
We've got to deal with that, and I think that President Trump is not to the point where he can deal with that yet. But okay. I think that's got to be on.
Hello.
Sorry, we just I something fell. Something fell okay. over. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, with that, then let's move on, because I'm really interested to get your thoughts. The four pillars on the immigration reform issue. Number one, the path to citizenship, education, moral character. I think that's a brilliant idea, because I'm not averse to people coming in this country the right way, but they need to be. They need to have a path. They need to have an education. They need to have a moral character, which is a very important thing to me. The border wall. You know, the Dems aren't for the border wall. The visa lottery ending, yes. Chain migration ends for the economy and the security.
Do we care what the Democrats think?
No, we don't care.
We don't. I mean, why would we care what the Democrats? I mean, the Democrats are hysterical lunatics. They're children. They cry. Their two-year-old's throwing a tantrum. Why would I ask a two-year-old? See, I got to tell you, Mike, I don't know if you are in favor of the Democrats ordinarily or not, but I've got to tell you.
Are you kidding me, Susan? Are you kidding me? I think they're idiots. Go ahead.
I'm with you. When a two-year-old cries, I'm an old-fashioned mama. I spank the two-year-old. If a two-year-old is crying, there's a moment where you try to calm the two-year-old down and you say, but then you slap the child. And I think that these brats were not spanked when they were children, and they need to be spanked now. I'm not going to give them an inch. I don't care if they don't like chain migration, if they're demanding chain migration. I don't give those little DACA brats who went into Senator Tom Tillis' office of North Carolina and began screaming at his staff that he was an effer, and that they were going to punish him, and they were literally violently shaking their fists in the faces of you know, Senate staffers. And I'm not saying Senate staffers are holier than thou by any stretch of the imagination, but these are illegal immigrants who've come into the United States who are invaders. We know that we know. Let me give you some statistics on DACA. This is the DACA. I call them DACA. I refuse to call them dreamers. Five. Write this down, people. Only 5% of DACA illegals are enrolled in college. These statistics are from Harvard University Professor Roberto Gonzalez. 49% have a high school diploma. That is to say 400,000 of the 800,000 do not have a high school diploma. 24% of DACA illegals are functionally illiterate. 47% only speak basic English, and 73% have lived in federally subsidized housing and receive welfare benefits. Now, we've got a 10-year waiting list for HUD housing. So how is it that these people are getting into federally subsidized housing when they're illegals? It's because of the churches who are acting on their behalf, grabbing up available housing units and stuffing these illegal Mexicans into them. Subsidized housing, HUD housing, should only be for veterans and American families. We have families that lost their homes in foreclosures, American citizens who are just bloody poor, who need help. We have senior citizens. The black community is just as – I think that this should be an eye-opener for the black Americans, because the Democrats are giving the preference for those people urgently need federal housing more urgently than any other population. And all of that, whatever limited resources are available, are being taken away from the black community and given to the illegal immigrants as a preference. And that's got to stop. I think that once black Americans realize that Democrats have been doing this, they're going to be very angry about it, because they need it very badly and they can't get help. So they're getting bounced from landlord to landlord. They go into one place, they get evicted. They go to another place, they get evicted. After a while, they can't get anybody to rent to them, and they become homeless. They're you know, DACA is, you know, we are spending $116 billion on welfare for illegal immigrants every single year. The Congressional Budget Office calculated that $26 billion in welfare will be necessary if we legalize DACA. There is a preponderance of welfare dependency in the DACA applicants. These, again, it all comes back. This is a fraud, a program that's rife with fraud. Obama stuffed the DACA program with people who are not qualified for it. They don't meet the standards. Only 900 of the DACA brats are actually serving in the military. So, I mean, if they were serving in the military, I'd sympathize with them. If they were college students and they were going to become teachers and, you know, doctors and whatever, I don't particularly like lawyers, but engineers, don't grow up and be an attorney. but seriously, these are not college-bound kids. They're not college students.
Okay, well, with that said...
But DACA is a fraud. DACA is a fraud. And so, you know, we have President Trump promising the four pillars, and I am totally with him on ending chain migration.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I thought it was a brilliant plan, and all you have to do, I could turn the sound down and watch his lips move and just watch the Democrats and how they react. And I know if they don't clap and don't stand up, it must be a good thing, you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I just want to smack them. I just don't even care that they don't like it anymore. because yeah. they're not contributing to this problem solving. We have very serious problems in this country, and we have a president who's trying to do something. And I have much, even if I don't like someone's opinion, if someone comes in and says, look, I have an idea, I want to try to contribute to solve the problem, here's an idea, here's something we could do, I respect that person for trying to help. But these Democrats don't even want to do that. They're just like Nancy Pelosi, poopy mouth. You know, she needs a psychological evaluation.
No, Maxine Waters, throw her in the mix as well. You know, Chucky Schumer, yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you totally on that. Now, look, we got a break coming up here shortly, and then we got a very short segment, and the second hour is coming up. I wanted to get into foreign policy here before I open up the phone lines, because that's when the real hornet's nest is going to be swatted with a baseball bat. So, let's see. Yeah, we got about a minute till the break, but I wanted to... Well, there's a break now, so let's take the break. We'll be back. We'll touch base a little bit more on domestic policy, and then we're going to move on to foreign in the next hour. Okay, we'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
All right, folks. Does it make me crazy? Possibly. Does it make you crazy, Susan? Possibly. I don't know. Are we crazy?
We are not Poopy Pelosi. Poopy Pelosi needs to have a psych evaluation because she is just nuts. We are not nutcase Democrats, so we're doing something right.
How does a congresswoman become worth $180 million over her career without a real job? That's what I want to know. I mean, I just don't get it. Wow. But anyway, is there anything else you want to touch on with the domestic policy before we move on?
No. Let's go on.
Okay. All right. We're going to shift gears now, and I'm going to take the baseball bat and hit the hornet's nest here. Okay. Name off a few things to you. Bigger military budget, which you mentioned. I don't know where he thinks the money's coming from. Rebuild the nukes. We already discussed that. Even the generals frowned. ISIS, Iraq, and Syria liberated? ? And the generals applauded to that. And I mentioned the Tillerson thing to you about, and I'm going to go into this a little bit, because we do occupy part of Syria. American troops do occupy part of Syria. And it literally was kind of a secret for us even going in there, going all the way back to the fraudulent Assad gassed his own people thing, okay? But also, we also occupy portions of Iraq. Susan, do you know why we're occupying these specific geographic locales?
Okay, this is actually, okay, first of all, the ISIS fighters are retreating to Libya in large numbers. That does not mean they're all gone, but a lot of them are returning to Europe. God help the Europeans. Stupid, stupid, stupid immigration policy in Europe. And a lot of them are also going to Libya. So I know from my Libyan intelligence sources, because I used to cover Iraq and Libya at the United Nations, so my Libyan intelligence sources are old Gaddafi intelligence, and they are very upset that they are fleeing Raqqa. They are. Yes, that Trump is absolutely correct. They are leaving Raqqa and they're going to Libya. And that is, so the Libyans are fuming over this. Now, the other thing is Turkey. And this is where, so I do believe that Trump is correct largely, not entirely, but largely, that the ISIS factor is diminished in Iraq and Syria. But what's happening is that Erdogan in Turkey is at this very moment making big trouble for Syria. And it's going to be very interesting to
All right, let's take the top of the hour break. This is a two-minute break, and we'll talk about Erdogan and Turkey when we get back. Folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines probably about, midway through the second hour, so hold your calls for the moment. I want to see if I can drop any bombs in Susan's court here. Be right back.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.